So as the sun now sets on this beautiful late afternoon in Raleigh, an end-over-end kick handled at the 20-yard line by Reidsville. That's Quishon Flippin. Flippin able to break out of one tackle, and he'll work his way up to the 40-yard line. Quishon Flippin, who has three kickoff returns for touchdowns this year, tried to do his best to find an opening. Instead, he'll settle for a 20-yard return and good field position for the Rams here to start the second half.
So Clinton went down and scored. Took about almost 5 minutes of game clock with their first drive of the second half. So now it's Reidsville's turn, their first drive of the third quarter here. Want to get things going and answer the touchdown, even though they're leading by four.
We'll see what the Rams can do to try and answer here. Al Lee leading his team out onto the field. First and 10 from the 40-yard line as the Rams go from left to right across your radio display. Lee from the shotgun. Hands it off. Jerriel Cobb, big burst up the left side. Lowers his shoulder and trucks the defender on the tackle at the 50-yard line. That got a huge ooh from the Reidsville fans on the near sideline, picking up 11 yards and a first down.
Yeah, just a great run by Cobb as he got to the left side and then absolutely put his shoulder down and trucked a guy at the end of the play as he got the first down.
That was Jeffrey Arnett, the unfortunate recipient of that one. First and 10 for Reidsville at the Clinton 49. Again, they'll hand it off. Cobb running right, trying to get outside, lowers his shoulder. And this time he takes a big hit from Jakarion Keenan, who has been absolutely lethal with some of his blows so far today. That time stops Cobb after a gain of 7. It'll be second and 3 from the 43.
Cobb goes to his right as he was looking to get to the near sideline. Almost got to the outside before taken down by Keenan.
So second down and 3 from the 43-yard line for Reidsville. Ball's on the right hash mark, going from left to right. Up 14-10, midway through the third quarter. Trip wide receivers out to the left, one to the right. Lee looks right, throws right, has Quishon Flippin. Flippin jukes inside and is able to get to the 40-yard line. Brought down about a yard shy of the first down. And that's going to make it third and one.
Nice grab there by Flippin. He was looking to turn upfield and was right near the marker. Yeah, that's a good spot, so it'll be a third down and very short.
Flippin has, for the most part, been held in check here today. That was his first reception of the ball game, the all-time leading career receiving yards leader for Reidsville. Has five Division I offers, 5'11", 165-pound senior. And now on third down and one from the 40. Lee from the shotgun. Hands it off. Cobb has the first down and more. Inside the 30 and all the way down to the 26-yard line. Simple enough play right up the middle to Jerriel Cobb, and he gets the job done for a gain of 14 and a first down.
And Jerriel Cobb got that ball. Great blocking right up the middle, and he's able to get into the secondary and pick up the first.
So first down and 10 from the 26-yard line. As Lee once again sets up in the shotgun. Number 14 in the dark gray jersey. Takes a chest-high snap. Hands it off. Cobb stretching it to the left. And now a whole host of Clinton defenders come in. Five tacklers in on the stop, bringing him down at the 24-yard line after a gain of 2.
Yeah, good job by the Clinton defenders there. Containing Cobb, limiting him to just a couple of yards.
So it's going to be second down and about 8. Clock continues to move. 4:33 to go in the third quarter. This quarter playing out pretty much like the first quarter did. Lengthy opening possessions from each team. And now on second down, Lee, play fakes, rolls out to his right, sets up, looks, end zone, catch made, touchdown Reidsville! Kendre Harrison slips behind the defense, and Lee finds him for the easy touchdown.
Yeah, that's just a great pitch and catch there as Harrison got behind the defenders, and it's a great pass from Lee over the head of those defenders, and they're able to connect for the touchdown. Nice play action. Lee was on the run, and then it's like, I'm going to throw it. I have Harrison wide open in the end zone.
What a sell by Al Lee on the rollout there, making it look like he was going to take it on his own read keeper. Instead, he planted his feet, set his arm, and threw a perfect strike to Kendre Harrison for the touchdown. 24-yard score there. And that's Al Lee's third touchdown pass of the game. Now on for the extra point. A line drive. It is up and it is good, just above the crossbar. As booting it through was Grady Barrett. And another big answer from Reidsville. After the Clinton touchdown, the Rams respond. 21-10, Reidsville in front. 4:15 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, nice answer from Reidsville, because you had Clinton first time tonight this afternoon. I felt with the momentum after they scored their first touchdown of the ball game to get within four. But then Reidsville gets the ball, comes back downfield, and they're able to answer back to go back up by 11.
And again, Al Lee continuing to move up the NCHSAA record books. That touchdown pass just tied B.J. Beecher for sixth all-time in a career. 122 touchdown passes. Beecher was Concord's quarterback from 2009 through 2012. And that also gets Lee to 50 touchdown passes on the season, as he is only trailing Andrew Atmore of Dudley for the number one spot in touchdown passes this year, and statewide.
Wow, that is incredible. That drive by Reidsville, Dave. Six plays, 60 yards, 3 minutes, 40 seconds of game clock, capped off by that Harrison 24-yard touchdown.
And that's Kendre Harris's second touchdown catch of the day. This one a little bit easier in terms of getting into the end zone. He carried four defenders with him on that first touchdown reception. This time he was wide open, slipping 3 yards behind the back line of defense.
Yeah, he's been one of the two favorite targets for Al Lee today. Harrison with 5 catches, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns. Deontay Neal, 6 catches, 89 yards, and a touchdown. Flipping only one grab on the day.
Short end-over-end kick from Devin Shryock, and it is hauled in by Jakarion Keenan. He brings it up to the 35-yard line, a gain of about 10 on that return. And now the Dark Horses will go to work once again, down by 11 points. Clinton at 15-0 this season. Reidsville 14-1. They suffered a rare regular season loss to Eastern Alamance in early September. But once the Rams got healthy, they got going. And now the Rams fans chanting defense on the near sideline from those red and metal bleacher, from the red seatbacks and metal bleacher stands here at Carter-Finley Stadium. And the Dark Horses are going to call a timeout before the opening play of the drive.
Yeah, that's the second time this evening that we've had a timeout after a kickoff.
So head coach Corey Johnson did not like the way things were shaping up for that particular play. And clock remains stopped with 4:09 remaining in the third quarter. While we have a moment, want to remind you that high school football on WSJS is brought to you in part by Forsyth Driving School. They've been around since 2012. And Dennis's Automotive Care, servicing both foreign and domestic vehicles.